Well, this has been, in my view, a terrific meeting. I want to thank Jose for putting it together. Many superb papers, and I've learned much. Thanks to all the speakers, and thanks to all of you for coming and asking good questions. Now, when I tell people outside the field that a few years ago I oversaw a study on restoring vision to the blind, I'm inevitably asked, is that possible? Well, I think that we've seen today that not only is it possible, it's already happening. And there's no doubt that this is more than a possibility. It's a reality. There's no question that what we heard today at this meeting, we're going to see enormous improvements on. But also we heard about a number of new approaches that I'm hoping are quickly brought to the clinic. It's going to happen with our lifetimes. And I think that's marvelous. Now, one thing that has impressed me greatly at this meeting is the enormous amount of collaboration and cooperation between the various groups working on this problem. I'm really echoing what Paul said, but if you look at almost every talk, the collaboration between the various groups has been tremendous. And I think this bodes extraordinarily well for the future in this field, and I wish there was more of it generally in neuroscience and in biology. In a way, what we're seeing here in this field is what we might call a Manhattan Project, but a Manhattan Project in which there are no walls or no borders between countries. That, again, is something that I think is very special and reflects very well on this field of trying to regenerate vision in the blind. Now, I raised a number of questions in my opening talk yesterday. Some were answered, but certainly not all. But this was to be expected. Remember, we put out this report only 2 years ago, but the progress just in the 2 years, I think, has been stupendous. And no one expected that all the questions that were raised here in this volume would be answered in 2 years. And of course, what we also heard are many new questions that were raised today that I'm sure will be dealt with very soon. So that's really all I have to say. I still do have a few copies of this report if any of you are interested. They're sitting here. I don't want to carry them back home. I'm delighted that I was invited to participate. And again, thanks to all of you for coming and for making it such a special 2 days. Jose, I think, will now conclude the meeting.
Well, just a few words to thank all the speakers for coming, many of them from far. Also for the members of the Institute that contributed to the research and to the presentations. To the audience, because you never know when you prepare such a meeting how well it would be attended, if it will be interesting or not for the public. And it was quite nice to have so many interactions and so many discussions. As I said yesterday, it's just a step. We are not today where it's just a dot on a very long line, which is endless, trying to restore vision. Nobody, when we started in the field in ophthalmology, was dreaming of that, actually. When I started ophthalmology 35 years ago, couldn't think that this would be happening during my time as a professional, and hopefully it's not finished. There's a lot of things which are coming up. So what was great is that Collège de France gave me the opportunity this year to, through the cycle of courses and the cycle of symposia and this final symposium, to put this dot on the line. The nice thing also with Collège de France is that this was free for everyone. It's open, and it will be on the web. It will stay on the web, so there is a possibility for everyone to go back and to listen to the talks. We had a very nice symposium on Friday on the cortical plasticity in visual and auditory impairment and restoration. And most of the talks have been taped, and actually Brian Vandel was attending the symposium, asked already whether he could see it on the web, and it's on the web. So it's nice to be able to do so. Obviously, this will be outdated very fast, but this is the fate of everything we do. But some of it will remain, at least in terms of questions and for the future. So again, thanks to everyone. Thanks to the Fondation Bettencourt-Schuller and to the Collège de France for helping us in putting this together. And thanks to the audience. Bye.